session number 10048, reel number 4.
Mr. Tate, reel 4.
So?
You're saying your bike?
I saved the potatoes, and I walked back, and I was able to get the potatoes, and we got some petrol, and what we used to do was scoop a little hole in the ground and pour some petrol in there and put a Dixie on top. It soon boiled, and that was how I got some food. And lost another motorbike. That was 3 motorbikes I lost in Normandy.
What was the morale of British troops like in Northwest Europe in 44-45? Was it...
it was good. Because we were always advancing. And that is a good thing.
What about when the German counterattack came in the Ardennes?
In the Ardennes, Christmas 1944, the 11th Armoured Division, that is 29th Armoured Brigade, was in the process of having their tanks, Shermans, changed over to Comet, a more modern tank. I think it was Comets, that I'm not sure of now. But our Shermans had taken us all the way from the beaches of Normandy right to Germany. And in the process of this changeover, the Germans advanced in the Ardennes, and the 29th Army Brigade were hurriedly given back their old tanks and all camouflage white. We were all issued with white smocks, camouflage for the snow, and we were sent down to the Ardennes to link up with the Americans. We were there for about 2 weeks, and that straightened out the German, the American lines. The German push had fought, it had run out of steam. Their objective had been to break through the Ardennes and regain the port of Antwerp, where all the Allied supplies were coming in through. So that's the only little bit I know about the Ardennes, but it was in the winter time.
Had you and your comrades thought that the Germans could break through?
Well, it did look very much like it. We had 2 VCs in the 11th Armoured. One was Sergeant Adley, VC, and the other one was Corporal Chapman, VC. Sergeant Adley won his VC at Oberloon in Holland, where fighting was long and slow, without making much progress all winter. Corporal Chapman, B.C., now I just can't recall whereabout. He earned his B.C.
Did you know either of them?
I knew Sergeant Adley. In fact, I have his picture here.
What kind of a chap was he?
He was Welsh. He was in the King Shropshire Light Infantry. And sometimes we would be attached to them when the third Mons were out of the line, being replaced or whatever. It was the KSLIs that we used to get sometimes, and that's when I knew Sergeant Adley. I think Sergeant Adley died in a car crash a few years ago. I read about it in the newspaper.
What was his character?
I didn't just know him as well as that, but he earned his BC by overcoming 3 German machine gun posts armed only with a Sten gun and grenades. And he lived. Lots of BCs don't.
Were you a conscript or a volunteer?
Volunteer. I joined the army the 3rd of September 1939. That's the day the war started. And On Monday, the 4th of September, I landed at Catterick Camp in Yorkshire. An officer asked me if I could drive. I said, I'd drive anything you want to, because I'm accustomed to big vehicles. Right, he says, come with me and I'll give you a truck. I was given a truck which belonged to a haulage company in Aberdeen, J.G. Barracks, who still operates to this day. And that truck was loaded with rations, army rations, at Catterick Camp. And I drove it in 2 days down to Southampton. I arrived at Southampton on a Friday, first week of the war. And on Saturday, I came off the boat with this load of rations. The first week of the war, the first Saturday of the war in France, with a load of rations, and I drove that army lorry up and down number one line of communications for 9 months until after Dunkirk.